This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Trump gives a speech that has everybody talking, and even some former critics saying, well done, last night. A new health care plan emerges to repeal and replace Obamacare with the states leading the reform effort. What do you think of that? Just a couple of things to cover. Plus, we had a visit yesterday by Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners, on the campus of the University of Mary. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Monsignor James Shea, giving him a tour, a chance to meet with some students there yesterday. Kind of a neat day, so a lot of things to cover in our Talk Radio Town Hall Hour. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is going to join us a little later on in the hour, talk a little bit about how this whole latest health care reform idea came to be. Sounds like a haircut at the Capitol barbershop where he bumps into Lindsey Graham kind of sparks some things. So how about that? All coming up on the program today, your calls, questions, comments, your texts, your emails, all welcome. Prefer the call, so we'll give you those numbers first. Local number 258-0550, 258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm very well, thank you. It was good to be with you yesterday. You facilitated quite a day for us at the University of Mary yesterday.
It was really interesting. We just played the interview with Kelsey that we did in the Harold Schaefer Leadership Center there. And he is thanking us, you and I, for introducing him to North Dakotans, and clearly has become smitten with the North Dakota way. And as I said, I don't think you can fake that. It seemed very, very, very genuine, these relationships that are blossoming, these partnerships, the appreciation that he feels for the pipeline itself and what's that doing. I mean, it was really, really interesting to see that, wasn't it?
It was, but, you know, it's not unusual. It happens a lot. I think people, you know, people, when they get on the ground in North Dakota, they meet the people of North Dakota. They're always impressed by, you know, just the common sense, the likability, the niceness, you know, the positive attitude. We get it so often. People really come to love North Dakota when they're from somewhere else and they spend time with us. And it's always rich, a rich experience to be able to introduce North Dakotans to new corporate citizens.
Absolutely, it really is. And as you say, it's easy, right? Because nobody has to put a facade on. Nobody has to, you know, put their best, Sunday attire on. It's just North Dakotans being real and getting a chance to interact. You've said many times, I love the line. It's good to be us.
That's right. It's good to be us. That's my motto.
it really is. And speaking of the University of Mary, I know you had a long love affair with that institution and have been an employee there and now serve in leadership of bringing more people to know and appreciate the University of Mary and a number of the top committees and things going on for the new vision that's unfolding at the University of Mary. It's just that Lumen Vitae Center, which you got a chance to see yesterday, it's a game changer, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, because the thing about the Lumen Vitae Center, the student center, is it's student focused. And when Monsignor Shea, you know, cast the vision for a facility that would be at the crossroads of the campus, realizing the University of Mary is a little bit different, and it's not in Bismarck. It's its own little community south of town on a hill that overlooks the Missouri River. It's spectacular and it's beautiful, but it's not laid out like a lot of campuses. And so the vision for the Lumen Vitae Center was that there would be this crossroads where all the traffic would flow, you know, between the library and the dorms and the labs and the classrooms and the dining facilities would be the social center of the university. And that's what we've created there. And I say we, I am a small part of it. I serve on the board of trustees and do co-chair the Capitol campaign. And, it was just great to see it, you know, fresh, just open, you know, in the last week, and still a lot of construction equipment laying around trying to finish off the, you know, the edges, if you will, and the landscaping and whatnot. But there's always another project. We never stop. We never slow down. We're always, you know, looking for the next thing to build as we have a growing population at the University of Mary. So it's very exciting to be part of it. I'm just glad that they let me, this evangelical Protestant Lutheran from Kindred, play in their sandbox out there at the University of Mary. I have to admit, I'm very honored to also have a bachelor or a master's degree from the University of Mary, and my business degree is from the University of Mary, so I'm also an alum and very grateful.
Donald Trump gave a speech yesterday at the UN that is creating a stir, I would say.
Although that almost never happens.
I know, but most of us, quite honestly, have been pretty positive, and even from some people that wouldn't be your usual suspects related to Donald Trump, because of its clarity, and which, you know, I don't know, I appreciate it when it comes to foreign policy. It seems like it's always, you know, this play footsie stuff that that goes out, and he was pretty clear. Here is a clip that is getting the most attention that I want to get your take on.
No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Now, it's a pretty obvious statement, given the fact you can't just let them, you know, threaten the United States. And others have danced around that, but the way he said it has caused some people to say that, even one, I think, of your colleagues saying it's a war crime, for crying out loud. What did you make of it?
Well, I love its clarity. Getting back to your original point about it, I love its clarity. See, Scott, one of the problems with the way the swamp communicates is, and then one of the things that frustrates the American people, is that we sometimes don't say what's obvious. And we beat around the bush, and then you don't have clarity. Donald Trump has clarity. I thought it was a fine statement. That was a strong statement. It also, I think, the other thing people have to understand is that Donald Trump is who he is, but he's surrounded by a lot of really smart people. I mean, he has a general as a chief of staff. He has a general who's the Secretary of Defense. He's got the active National Security Advisors. He's got a lot of smart people around him, including Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State. All of them, you know, they put the polish on all of this. They carry out the the stated policies of this president, and they advise him on it. I think there's reason to have all kinds of confidence, but you know darn well that the regime in North Korea does not, the regime in North Korea has been doing whatever they want for the last several decades, because presidents won't speak with the kind of clarity that Donald Trump speaks with. I'll tell you one of the things, as long as we're on the topic, that frustrated me this morning, and maybe amused me to some degree, but it was rather pathetic, was former Secretary of State John Kerry being critical of the president's rhetoric. And I thought, it's because of people like you that we're at this point, that the can has been kicked down the road so far that we're now at the end of the road. And, so I think Donald Trump's, sending a very clear message both to our allies and to our enemies.
Don and Glenn Ullin, question for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Others welcome at 258-0550. Text us 367-2054 or 226-8503 today. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman, no, I'm not going to talk about the Elon issue. Okay, I'm going to give you a break on that one, okay?
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you real quick, what do you think about Hillary coming out and saying that she wants to get rid of the Electoral College? Wouldn't that just pretty much eliminate states like Montana, North and South Dakota from the election?
Well, it would be devastating to states like North Dakota and Montana. Absolutely. The whole point of the Electoral College is to protect states like ours, to make sure that we have our influence. This is how Congress is set up. This is why every state has two senators, and why the House is designed around population. That's how you end up with three electoral votes in places like Montana and North Dakota, and our influence over presidential politics likewise. It's easy to see why Hillary Clinton would love to get rid of the Electoral College. It would ensure that Democrats won the White House forever, because California and New York would have that kind of disproportionate authority. But remember that our power, our influence comes not only by each individual and collectively within a border, but it's also invaluable in this terms of in the sense of the resources that we provide. You look at a state like North Dakota. Of course, we should have more influence than 750,000 people. We have two military bases. We have the second leading producer of oil in the country. We produce way more food than we consume to feed a hungry world. Our contribution to the United States as a government and as a country is far greater than the 750,000 people. No, I understand why she's bitter, and I understand why she throws out crazy ideas like that, but I also understand why she lost the election.
What do you think about all the movie stars saying what they did? I never watched that stuff, you know, their award shows, because I know what they're going to say. I mean, what do you think about some of the crap that they were throwing out at President Trump?
Well, first of all, I've never watched them, and I'm certainly not compelled to watch them now. I do understand that the ratings are way, way down. Same with NFL football, and I understand why. Because these people, just because they can play a sport or act well and become celebrities, think that they have greater influence in the political arena, and we're finding out that it's just the opposite.
Thanks, Don. More coming up.
Thank you, Don.
Steve and Wishick, Tom and Jamestown, after this, you're on deck.
On your mind. 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Wednesday, that means Wednesday Wheels Days for our friends at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. Listen to this. Here's a 2014 GMC Sierra 1500. We haven't had a pickup for a while. This is an SLT, 67,000 miles. Now, that normally would be $32,995. Today and today only, if you mention us, $31,833. That's right. Is that not great or what? That's how they do it. Every week we bring it just to, and you know, this isn't like a one-off. This is the kind of vehicles that they have at Pucklage, all right? These are generally mint condition, many times one-owner vehicles, saves a ton of money on a car, truck, or SUV, and a lot of times they know who owned it and who bought it new. They know the story behind the vehicle. So this one, again, a 2014 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT, 67,000 miles. It was $32,995 at a great deal. It's even better today at $31,833 while it lasts at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City, or online at Pucklage.com, PucklageValleyCity.com, of course, Bismarck location as well. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments, welcome. Anything you would like to ask Congressman Cramer, lay it on us today. We're going to be joined by former Senator Rick Santorum at the bottom of the hour and unpack this latest health care reform bill a little bit for you as well. Tom in Jamestown, next for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'll try to make my question really quick and concise here. Past experts from previous administrations have said that we've kind of reached the point of no return with North Korea. They're either going to attack or we can attack them first. They kind of agree that if we would attack first, we would have many, many less casualties, and we would have the possibility of crippling North Korea so that they wouldn't be able to do what they're currently doing and defeat them. What is your opinion on the possibility of a first strike against North Korea to eliminate the possibility of literally millions of casualties if they do attack first?
Yeah, well, certainly when you put it in that context and in that, you know, that form, the preemptive always, you know, the preemptive sounds better, right? Because you dictate the terms of the fight. The problem with that, of course, is on the diplomatic side, and that is, you know, your allies and, frankly, their allies, how they respond to a preemptive strike. I would never advocate doing something like that without a tremendous amount of support from allies, and they'd have to be in on it, of course. Otherwise, you look like the Lone Ranger. Now, that said, waiting for them to strike first does come with a cost as well. But here's what I hesitate to do. I hesitate to pass judgment on a military strategy as severe as this, because I'm a congressman from North Dakota. I'm not the president of the United States, and I'm not on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I think sometimes, amateur analysts can, make something sound a lot easier or more simple than they really, really are. The consequences of any type of a war with North Korea are severe, given just the proximity, obviously. If anyone ever wants to, you know, really study, just look at a globe or a map and see where North Korea is in conjunction with China, South Korea, Japan, of course. 500,000 Americans live in Japan. I think something like 300,000 Americans live in South Korea. Obviously, we have lots of interests in the region. So I'd never want to oversimplify it, but I suspect the analysis that you laid out is probably right. Obviously, he who strikes first is going to, going to have the most impact.
Can I have one more question?
Mm-hmm, please.
Yeah, the Israelis have done that on at least two different occasions, and I realize this is probably on a much larger scale than they say the 1967 war, where the Israelis did attack first. And their mentality was that if we wait until the war starts, there's going to be a lot of Israeli casualties. There were some, but they weren't near as intense because of the fact that the Israelis struck first. And, isn't that a factor? And isn't it true that, you're kind of kicking the can down the road if you let North Korea have its own way? Haven't they already provoked us to the point where we need to respond by shooting missiles at our ally, Japan?
I personally believe that they have, but I think there's a lot else to consider. What I could see happening, and again, this is just an amateur's view of this. One thing I do think we should be prepared to do is shoot the next or one of these future missiles out of the air before it gets to Japan, before it gets over, another country, and demonstrate our ability to do it. The other thing is, we're going to there's a lot of trust.
I'm sorry, sir, but wouldn't that provoke them to attack first then if we would do that?
I guess my point being, I would perhaps consider that the first attack. So you'd have to be prepared. But again, I'm not a military expert. I'm not an expert on the region. I completely understand your point of view. I may even agree with your point of view. I just don't know when that right moment is. And this is where you put a lot of trust up, of course, in the people who do know. And if the worst thing happens and if we initiate something, I think we better be prepared to support our country.
Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Congressman Kramer, you wanted to get in one response to a question that came in last week that was related to a VA clinic in Minot, right?
Yeah, right. The caller called and asked that they expressed some concern that the move by the VA to move the clinic, you know, into town in Minot or relocate the clinic was put on hold. And we checked with the VA, and they say that the planned awarded by VA contracting is still on schedule for the end of this month. So the clinic will be moving from the base, but we don't know the location just now, but you know, they plan to continue moving it off base and into town.
All right, so we love getting those answers for you. If you have any others, bring them on at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email those in, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Surgical strike, says a texter. We need to find out where that psychopath is and send a squadron of drones in there to North Korea and drop some ordnance on just him, kill the idiot, make his whole country happy. Well, by the way, don't you think if we could have done that, we would have done that by now?
Well, remember, we do have a prohibition on assassinations. But that said, I do think there's some truth to that, Scott. We don't know where he is. It is a closed-off country. There's no country in the world more isolated and insulated than North Korea. The people who could do something about it, of course, are the Chinese. Whether or not that would make his people happy, you know, I mean, that's an expectation that we have based on how he's abused them so badly. But we don't know for sure that that's how a country would respond either. So if you were going to do something like that, you better be prepared to carry it out. And again, I'm not passing judgment on it. I'm certainly not saying it's not a good idea, and I'm not saying that we should, you know, preemptively strike, but I'm also not in a position to say that we ought to and when we ought to. I expect that there are really smart people paying close attention to that. And I think the president's warnings, as stark as they may sound, are appropriate.
All right, we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, which is front and center again with a new plan that also includes governors and a lot of the decisions coming back to the states closest to the people, Congressman Kramer and Senator Rick Santorum, a former presidential candidate who's been in the middle of that debate, will join us, join the Talk Radio Town Hall when we come back, so don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last with American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity, bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Callers on What's On Your Mind. Celebrate our callers with the help of our friends at Delta. Speaking of calls, if you're in the oil business, one call does it all. That's right, one call does it all to Delta. 406-250-8151. If you want to eliminate the headaches, you want to bring your costs down, you want to know you have a reliable partner to do turnkey well site services, Delta's the call. Every time gets it done. Great company, here for the long haul. They are doing it day in and day out. DeltaConstructors.net is the website, or call them at 406-250-8151. You're going to talk right to Eric, who's in the Bakken, who can mobilize the crew and go to work. All right? Simple as that. Turnkey well site services, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, the works. One call does it all. Thank you, Delta. Congressman Kramer, we're waiting for Senator Rick Santorum to join us. In a nutshell, what is this new plan, and do you support it?
Well, so the new plan is the Graham Cassidy, of course, named after Bill Cassidy, who's a former House member I served with before he beat Mary Landrieu in Louisiana, and then of course Lindsey Graham. The trademark principle of the Graham-Cassidy bill is, first of all, it replaces Obamacare funding for Medicaid expansion and private insurance subsidies with, now get this, $1.2 trillion in block grants to states by 2026. So it sort of eases into that. But it eliminates the individual mandate, which is item number one. If you didn't support anything else, at the very least, we ought to support eliminating the individual mandate. That's the part that's the most offensive to freedom-loving Americans. And it eliminates the employer mandate. Now, liberals are going to say, well, that rips, you know, healthcare away from people, rips it out of the, it doesn't do any such thing. It gives them the choice is what it does. What they do with that choice is up to them. But basically, so it eliminates those subsidies and it eliminates those mandates. It also eliminates the one healthcare tax, medical device tax, but it keeps all the rest of them, and that's the part that a lot of conservatives are bothered by, but it does eliminate that one tax. But it just basically replaces Obamacare with state block grants. And by the way, for North Dakota, based on our analysis and several others, it's a much better deal. It's a lot more money coming to North Dakota if that's your motivating factor. It eliminates the mandates and provides block grants to states with the fundamental principles of covering pre-existing conditions and, you know, young people staying on their parents' insurance through up to age 26. It's not a complicated bill. It's about 140 pages long.
And right now, as far as North Dakota is concerned, the support of yourself in the House, of Senator Hoeven in the Senate, and Governor Burgum is there, but we do not yet have Senator Heitkamp's support. Is that correct?
have it yet, as to use your term, but I don't know that we're going to have it. I think she has come out opposed to the bill. So, yeah, in fact, I think Governor Burgum was first among us to support it, and he talked to me last week when he was in Washington, and he said he supported it. He signed a letter in support of it. He asked me what I thought of it, and at that point, it was pretty new. Although I will tell you, there was Rick Santorum's support for it in visiting with Mike Burgess, my colleague and chairman, Dr. Mike Burgess, chairman of the Health Subcommittee, that got me looking closely at it even before it was introduced. And I said to the governor when he asked if I support it, I said, what's more important is, do you support it? Because it's really, it gives all this power back to states. Where it belongs is more of a federalism program. And he said he did support it. And I said, well, that's way more important to me than the details as it relates to, you know, my opinion. Because you're the one representing the state's interest. So a lot of governors, of course, are supporting it because they know they can do a lot more with the same amount of money. And in the case of Doug Burgum, the way it looks to me is he could do a lot more with a lot more money. It's a nearly $1 billion more for North Dakota, if you can imagine that.
Wow, that is amazing. And once again, we're waiting for noses to be counted to get over 50 in the Senate, right?
As always, and I don't know I don't know where we are in that count. Again, that's, of course, that's outside of my realm, but the last time I heard, you know, they were nearing 50, and there were just a handful of holdouts, people like Lisa Murkowski, of course, who voted against the skinny repeal bill, John McCain, who voted against the skinny repeal bill. Now, I would say about John McCain, he's a very close friend, probably the closest friend of Lindsey Graham's in the Senate, so I would think that, that there'd be some trust factor there. But I know Rand Paul, I think, said he opposes it because it keeps too many of the taxes. And I agree, it does keep a lot of the taxes. But politics is the art of the possible. So it eliminates one of the taxes. Also, by the way, allows much broader use of health savings accounts, which, again, that puts more power in the hands of the patient, of the individual. And I don't know how anybody could be against putting, allowing people to save more money and use that money more broadly for health care coverage for the individual. I don't know why anybody would be against that. So there's also that cut in taxes, if you will, the ability to save more money in a health savings account. So while it's not everything that Rand Paul might want, it's certainly more of a federalism plan than the current Obamacare plan, or the new Democratic plan, which is single-payer, that Bernie Sanders rolled out last week.
Senator Heitkamp is quoted in a story by John Hageman in Forum News Service that she criticized earlier efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare, and said Monday that the new bill would, quote, hurt families in rural communities across North Dakota by ripping away health care for many, just like the last Republican bill would have. She said she's working on reasonable reforms to improve the current healthcare law. Over the past few months and weeks, I've met with a group of Republican and Democratic senators, as well as governors, insurance commissioners, patients, and insurers to talk about reforms to make the healthcare law work better. So before I get to her plans on a different idea, what about the idea that this would rip away healthcare for many, just like the last Republican bill?
It's just more that crazy extreme left-wing rhetoric, this ripping away. That's their favorite term, rip away, rip away. It doesn't rip anything away. It gives people freedom to choose. And if somebody chooses differently than you choose, doesn't mean you've ripped anything away from them. And I think that's what's hard for liberals, Scott. They're so bent on controlling individuals that the idea of giving individuals freedom to choose for themselves, a liberal sees that as ripping away because they might choose something different than the liberal leader. And that's liberalism. That's what socialism's all about. I'll control you because I know what's best for you better than you know what's best for you. So we certainly can't give you the choice to choose something different than what I have in mind for you that's best for you. And that's just, I think, but this extreme ripping away rhetoric, I think that's part of the problem with the left. That's why I think that they don't quite understand why people view them, as obstructionists, and so they just keep using this crazy, extreme language, and that's fine. They can do that, but I think most North Dakotans see through it.
And Texter just says, Rick Santorum, I thought he'd ridden off into the sunset. Is he still a senator? He's not, actually. But after he, you know, he's probably most famous for almost knocking off Mitt Romney from the Republican nomination.
Right. Yeah.
Back in 2000.
He won the North Dakota caucus.
Yeah, he did, yeah. And then he started a group called Patriot Voices. So he's been remained politically active, but been out of the Senate for a while. But heart's in the right place. Rock solid guy, especially on the issues that I, you know, care about. I know you do as well, Congressman Kramer, in defending innocent life and taking on Planned Parenthood. He's just tireless. He's just absolutely tireless. So
he is. He's really the conscience of many, for many of us. He provides that regular information. He also, by the way, his real activism is at the grassroots level, which is very, very important to all of us. So his Patriot Voices emails and website and social media keeps us well informed of issues like Common Core and, you know, education, centralized education, and certainly healthcare as it relates especially to propping up, abortion versus propping up life.
We're waiting for Congressman, or sorry, for Senator Santorum, who did tell me he had a meeting that he thought would be done by 10:30, but he didn't know, and obviously it isn't. So we're going to just keep going here, and if he calls, he calls. Let's see. Texter says, Congressman Kramer, you promised us repeal, not a partial repeal.
Right, and I've been glad to deliver that repeal many times. We have a problem over in the Senate, don't we? And for some reason, you know, even some Senate, some Republican senators have a hard time voting for a repeal. But so we've delivered on our promise in the House of Representatives, and now we have another opportunity. And by the way, just so people understand, repealing the individual mandate should not be misunderstood for a partial repeal. That is the heart of Obamacare. You take the individual mandate out, and you will kill single payer for good. There's just no way that you can have that you could lead to single payer if you eliminate the individual mandate. So I think people should be encouraged, not discouraged, by what's happening right now in the United States Senate, assuming that they can get to 50 votes. But I'm not a United States senator, so my vote has been cast in the House for full repeal and multiple times, and we've come up one short in the Senate.
Question for Kevin, says a texter. I have health insurance through the NDPERS. We are not eligible for HSAs because our premiums are paid for by the state. Do you think that would possibly change so we can contribute to an HSA instead of flex accounts?
So, you know, so they bring up the issue of flex accounts. And what flex accounts are, they're similar to HSAs, except that you don't save it. You have to sort of guess on it. I don't know. That would be a question for the state legislature or North Dakota PERS if they would allow something like that. And then you'd have to determine which is better. I think health savings accounts are far better. I think to be able to use them more broadly, by that I mean apply the money that you save to more things, including, by the way, how you pass it on to heirs. Heirs, in the case of health savings accounts currently, I think you can only pass it on to a spouse tax-free, but not on to heirs. I think that one of the things I'd like to see is that it be able to be passed on tax-free to heirs as well, and to be able to save more for later years. So things like long-term care, as an example. If you save in the health savings account and you get to a point where you have way more than you're going to need for your health care coverage, you should be able to continue to be able to save it and then use it for long-term care. There's just a lot of things we can do with the health savings accounts to give more flexibility to the patient. But how that would relate to a specific, you know, benefit like North Dakota PERS, I don't know.
Has the congressman talked to those that oppose this new attempt to reform health care? If so, can it be slightly modified to gain their support?
Well, it's an important point because you have national organizations that oppose it right out of the chute. They just, you know, like National Hospital Association, for example. I have not talked to them. I would tell you that we haven't had this bill in front of the House yet. So it's going to, if it should pass the Senate, we'll have about a day to make our mind up, and it'll be a straight up or down vote. There'll be no chances to modify it if it passes the Senate.
All right. Dennis in Cole Harbor, Kent in Burlington, Paul in Williston, you're on deck. We'll get to you coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump.
at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the impact a workplace driver safety program has on an employee off the job.
If I can get my employee to take what they learned and take it home, especially in a driving environment, and make them so that they're modeling safe behavior for their kids and their family members, that's going to be multi-generational. Just like our kids learn everything else from us, they also pay attention when you're using your cell phone, when you're on the, you know, driving, and when you're not wearing your seatbelt, when you're doing anything else that's dangerous. They're going to model that behavior as soon as they have the opportunity to get a license, and then they're going to have hurdles to overcome too. And so there's a extra benefit for the family there as well.
To learn more about implementing a driver safety program in your workplace, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Energy of North Dakota. What is the energy of North Dakota? It's an industry that's all about amazing innovations that drives progress for generations. It's about jobs and careers for generations. It's about American energy production that protects the land and the wildlife for generations. And now we have advanced technologies deployed by oil and gas producers in North Dakota that make all that happen. And these emerging technologies are continuing to evolve. I mean, we have a very bright future for generations with the help of the energy of North Dakota. Our program today brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. Speaking of which, Donald Trump in his address to the United Nations yesterday said this.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
He is talking about Iran. He's talking about a country that the previous administration, with the help of people like Senator Heidi Heitkamp, voted in favor to send billions of dollars and compete, by the way, with our oil and gas industry and do all that destabilizing. Do you think Donald Trump will be successful in undoing the Iran deal?
Well, you know, there's some reasonable argument that the better thing to do would be to fully enforce the Iran nuclear deal, because the bad stuff's already happened. The opening up of markets, the sending of cash on pallets to Iran, that's all of that damage has been done, that now the best thing we do is enforce the deal. I think we do have to get rid of the whole Iran deal, because we just shouldn't let them have access to markets that enrich them so that they can spend money, by the way, in North Korea. To his point about how bad the Iran deal is, by the way, the analysis since it passed is proven to be worse than even we warned, and we warned about how bad it would be. Scott, when you look at the fact that there are UN, the International Atomic Energy Administration doesn't even have access to the most sensitive areas to inspect. We can't really enforce the Iran nuclear deal because our inspectors don't have access to the most sensitive areas.
Totally.
It was just awful. It was an absolute sellout so that Barack Obama could, be the global king or something. It's just terrible, terrible deal.
All right, here we go with three callers that get about 30 seconds each, and we have 30 seconds for answers, and we'll get everybody in. Dennis and Cole Harbor, quick question. Go ahead, sir.
I will make it real quick. I got two comments about Korea. Watch out if we do that first strike, because it's assumed that we're going to kick their butt. However, when it's all over, we're going to own them, and that scares me. Examples are Europe and Japan. Second comment is, I spent 29 months in Korea on two different tours of duty. The Korean people would welcome the northern population. There are bloodlines running both ways.
Yep.
As usual, it's the government that's causing the problem and not the people. Thank you very much.
Well said. And thank you for your service.
All right. Kent in Burlington for Congressman Kramer. Kent, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I didn't hear you. So mine's on ATC privatization. I'm a pilot, and I've flown both airlines and general aviation. I have a business here in Burlington called KP Sun Production. I fly the Jelly Belly airplane that's sponsored out of California, fly worldwide. I'm opposed to it because of worrying about losing the small town airports around North Dakota and all over the United States, and I have history on that. I don't have enough time to talk about right now, but I would like to just say I'm opposed to the congressman, and I appreciate the time.
Yep. No, I appreciate. So what he's talking about, Scott, is that in the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization, which we have to do this month, the bill that has been forwarded by the committee includes the privatization of air traffic control. There's a lot of reasons to do it. There are a lot of concerns about it. And one of them deals with general aviation, small airports. And I understand it quite well. Most of those, by the way, have been addressed, but we don't have time to go into it in detail now, but perhaps for a future show. But I appreciate the point.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about it. I'll call you next time. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Do that. And I want to ride in that Jelly Belly.
You got it. You're all right. Set. I got your ride. Yeah.
Beautiful. I'd love to. Paul in Williston for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Kramer.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah. Can you see what you can do about getting prescription drugs, like reducing that we have to go to the doctor all the time? I mean, that's half the cost of my family. Most of the prescription drugs, we know a doctor every 2 months for it,
To get the prescription. Okay, good point. Good question. Scott, and this gets to, you know, a lot of issues. One of the challenges, you know, with the opioid crisis, for example, and that's certainly not heart medicine, but is our large prescriptions that don't require going to the doctor very regularly. So we you know, probably need to strike some balance, but I appreciate the caller's point and call when we have more time to talk about it.
Do that, Paul, okay?
Thanks,
we'll be
Paul.
Back, we'll be back here next Wednesday and most Wednesdays, matter of fact, but an hour a week, taking your calls, questions, and comments. Got a lot in today. Appreciate it. And we'll see if we get I'm guessing Rick Santorum was busy twisting arms. You know,
he might be down to one senator.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if our senator could make the difference this time? That would be so nice.
Our senator could, yeah.
In our favor. That would be really nice.
Right.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scotty. Bye-bye.
All right. Folks, gotta go. God bless you. See you tomorrow right here on What's On Your Mind.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay. Mainstay Suites and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.